Welcome to the Destiny Church and Throne podcast. We pray this stirs you into a deeper relationship with Jesus and equips you to live a heaven on earth lifestyle daily. Enjoy.
Share a quick vision and a quick word to equip you on this beautiful, beautiful Resurrection Sunday. Justin, did your guitar break? Little teeth up here. That's beautiful. That's what I'm talking about. It's got to be prophetic, right? Okay, really quick. I'm not going to be here long. Just follow me just for a moment. I just want to share some things that the Lord has been showing me about some soil, and then you can go have a beautiful, beautiful day with your family. I had a vision yesterday. I was in prayer down by the water, and I was just laying out, and I just felt the weight of the Lord. And I saw every prayer that was going out, like that the Lord would catch and plant into the soil all over Orange, Texas. And it was beautiful. And I saw like Farmer Jesus, if that makes sense, in the best way possible. And he didn't have overalls or anything like that, but he was taking the prayers. He was taking the seeds of the prayers of his people, and he was planting them all over Orange. And when he came to the people, this is the beautiful thing, is like, I just want to really quick, because we already gave you your Easter message at the beginning, right? Jesus is the only, let me just say this, if anybody doesn't know, that Jesus is the only way. He died on the cross, and he resurrected 3 days later. And he's alive today, hallelujah, glory to God, and there's no other way to the Father but through Jesus, hallelujah. So Easter message was preached at the beginning, in case you got that. But I want to talk about the soil of your heart, okay? So really quick, just follow me on this. In Mark 4, Jesus said, other seed fell among thorns that grew up, and it choked out tender plants, so they produced no grain. The seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of life. Does that sound familiar to anybody? It sounds familiar to me. It says, but the word of God is crowded out by the worries of life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things. So no fruit is produced. I'm going to say that again. The seed that fell among thorns that grew up but was choked out, it's the seed of those who hear God's word. Hear me on this. We say it like this, the I know anointing, right? Well, I know what God says. I know, I know, I know, I know. And you I know all day long, but there's nothing that comes from the I know. And he says, those who hear God's word, but quickly, quickly, the message is crowded out. It is choked out by the worries of life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things. And that's the big one. I love Jesus. I got all this other stuff going on. I love the Lord, but everything else over here is going on. And things take our satisfaction away from Jesus. And the word that we hear from God, whether it's in our scripture, whether it's from our pastor, whether whatever it may be, we hear it from a friend, that word is quickly choked out because of other things, and so no fruit is produced. So when the desire for other things happens, you abort the very word that God has given you. And that is a heart thing. I cannot blame the fact that I don't receive what God has called me into because somebody gossiped about me. Okay? I cannot blame the reason I put up, if God's called me to be a pastor or a leader, I can't put that on the shelf because somebody was like, you're a terrible leader. Because I offended them because of something I said. Like, you can't put the things that God has planted in your heart on the shelf because of someone else. You see, because the moment that other things choke out what God has given you, you abort that seed. It's choked out. This is why you have a lot of individuals, and they're like, man, I know that I got a big plan on my life, and there's no fruit from them. Because they're hearing what God is saying, but it is being choked out because their heart is on other things. You ever been in that season of your life where like you know that God is calling you to come close, but your heart is overwhelmed with other things? And so then you end that season of your life feeling distant from God? You guys know what I'm talking about? Like that's one of those places where the enemy thrives on shame, guilt, and condemnation is in those seasons where you feel distant from him. So other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock, and the seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it did not have deep roots, it died. Jesus said, the seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message. Here we go again. This is a different parable. That represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. Hallelujah, God has called me, yes! But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or they are persecuted for believing God's word. I know that we know some people who they were at rock bottom. God set them free, delivered them. There was no roots, and they're just gone and living back in the world again. It's easy for us to hear the message or hear what God is telling us, receive it with joy. Hallelujah. You ever leave a church service and you feel super encouraged? That's a good thing. That's an awesome thing because the word of God encourages. It empowers. There's a grace on it to make us feel like, yeah, let's go. Hallelujah. And there's so much truth in that. But it's not just enough to hear that message and feel good about it and receive it with joy. We have to then walk it out and we have to work on our heart so that we're not choked out. We have to work on our heart so that as we see here, we're building in deep roots with him because those that don't, they don't last long and they fall away as soon as there are problems. This is Jesus speaking. This is Jesus talking. Jesus said, I know that there are those that are receiving what I'm saying, but there's no roots in them. If anybody does any gardening, I was talking to Brandy about it yesterday. Roots are important. A root system is important for a plant. The soil that it's in, the plant has to be conducive for the soil. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's things that grow in, that probably don't grow in the Sahara, that grow right here. Like, the soil has to be able to hold whatever that is. And in your heart, there has to be fertile soil for the Lord, the word of the Lord to be able to grow. But there also takes cultivation. Right? We can't just receive it and be like, hallelujah, God loves me. Let me just sit on the couch and glory to God. You've got to cultivate that thing. Jesus is looking for those whose hearts, it doesn't matter like, oh yeah, you know, I'm ready for it. I've been in church all my life. No, he is the farmer. He will cultivate. He will help to plow the hardened areas. This is what the scriptures tell us. He'll give us a heart of flesh for our heart of stone. Right? He cultivates. He knows how to break through a hard heart. He's a good God. Colossians 2:7 says, let your roots grow down into Jesus and let your life be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you'll overflow with thankfulness. Guys, this soil that's in your heart, the Lord is looking to cultivate that so that you are able to carry and bear the fruit of what he's giving you. He's not looking for circumstantial or conditional Christians. He's not looking for believers that are on fire when it's good and are burnt out when it's bad, who when problems arise, it's choked out. He's looking for a bride that will stay rooted in him, that no matter what happens, there's not going to be any withering away. And let me tell you where that root system is developed the most, in your secret place time. It's you being intimate with Jesus and finding him daily. All right, let me get ready to close this bad boy up. I told you I wasn't going to be here long, and that's the truth. All right, Ephesians 3:17, and this is where I asked the question, and I want you to go think about this, go spend time with the Holy Spirit and think about this tonight. Ephesians 3:17 says, I pray for his glorious unlimited resources that he will empower you with inner strength through the Spirit, glory. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. If you want the Lord to rest in your heart, it's not going to come through works. It won't come through the amount of Bible reading that you could read, though read the Bible. But if you want to see Christ make his home in your heart, you have to trust him. And one of the biggest ways that you know if you trust him is when nobody else is around, what your thoughts look like. You can tell everybody else, glory to God, I trust him. But whenever you're in the secret place, you're like, why aren't you coming through for me? You hate me. You've left me. You've abandoned me. And you don't believe his word. So he says, and Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. That's a big deal, trusting God. Side note, right? big deal. Like, it's huge to have faith and to trust in the Lord. He says, then your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. God's love never fails, okay? It's perfect and it casts out all fear. So for your roots to grow down into something that is unfailing, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing, guys. He's asking you to be rooted on something that will not fail. He's not asking you to be rooted on your own behaviors. On your right? Because our behaviors fluctuate. Even sometimes the way that we love Jesus fluctuates. I remember seasons in my life where I was angry with God. I really was. I was mad. Things were happening. I was like, "Mer." I was upset. I was angry. So it says, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. The word rooted means to be established. The word grounded means laid a foundation. We are called to be established. We are called for who we are to be established in the foundation of his love for us, and that we can trust him and that we can know him. And that when problems arise or where some other satisfaction tries to take our gaze, we don't have to be lured to that thing. That we can stay rooted in him. Leif Hetland says it like this, rooted and grounded in love. Hey, when he ministers, that's what he says. He says, rooted and grounded and loved. Hey, because it is essential in this walk with us that we be rooted in him. That our roots grow down deep into his love. One of the greatest ways for you to trust someone is to know someone, right? The greatest ways to trust someone is you got to know him. And the Lord is asking us to know him. He's asking us to allow him to come into our hearts and do what is necessary to weed out what needs to be weeded out, to cultivate and to plow so that he can plant and so that fruit can bear. This will show the world that you're his disciples. What kind of fruit are you bearing? Well, let's look at the foundation. Let's look at the soil of your heart. I know a lot of people that talk really good Christianese, but there's absolutely no fruit coming from their life. Could you imagine like going to the grocery store and you're like, man, I got to pick up some apples and some grapes. And they're like, yeah, we got a great fruit section. It's beautiful. We've been working really hard on it. Everything looks great. Yeah, I've been praying. Yeah, I've been reading my Bible. And you're like, there's no fruit. It's completely empty. And there's just like empty fruit boxes. You're like, this is pointless. The very thing that you're called to carry, you don't even have. You're called to bear fruit, beloved. Like you're not called to just be a nice person. You're called to carry the fruit of the Lord. You're called to bear what he is calling you to bear. But we will never do that if the soil of our hearts is rocky. If we don't allow him to come in and cultivate and do what's necessary to lay a foundation for us to bear fruit. Amen? So what I want to ask you is, what does your foundation look like? What does, this is between you and God, like he comes to you and it's you and him, you're in prayer, and he says, hey, this is the soil of your heart because I know your heart, right? This is why I believe he is a just judge because he knows our heart. He knows where we are. He knows when we're manipulating, he knows when we're saying things that we shouldn't. He knows that when we're gossiping, when we're backbiting, he knows when we're doing things in the wrong heart posture, right? Like he knows. He's a just judge. We can't be like, but God, like they were being really mean to me. So I responded to the way they were being mean to me. Like God's a just judge. He looks at the soil of your heart. And I just want to say, like, if there's one way that we can honor what the Lord is doing on the earth right now, it's allowing him to come into our heart and truly till and plow and make the soil of our hearts fertile to bear fruit. You guys follow me on this? The church has talked for too long. The church has invited for too long. We have to be in a place to where he is making his home in our hearts, guys. Right? Stand with me. So tonight when you get alone with the Lord, just ask him, Lord, my goodness, for some that might be a scary thing to ask. But I want you to tell, like, just ask him, like, what is the soil of my heart look like? What is the foundation in which I'm living out of look like on a daily basis? What kind of fruit am I producing? What does the soil look like? How am I receiving your word? Is it, am I excited one day and then choked out because problems come? Is my eyes on you Sunday morning when we're dancing and going wild and just loving on Jesus, but the moment something more satisfactory comes, my eyes go to that? Do I say I trust you and then the bank account gets down to like $2 and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get a loan. What am I going to do? I got to find some money somehow. Do we take it upon ourselves, right? Like, what does the soil look like? He's a good God, amen? And it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. It is his goodness that makes us turn away from everything that is not of him. That's how good he is. It's not his judgment. His judgment does not make us turn from repentance. It's his goodness. He is so good. Father, I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for this family. Father, I thank you that we can know you. I thank you that every heart in this house, that you are inviting them to rest in you, that you are inviting them to be close to you. Lord, I pray that we would allow you to look at our hearts, that we would allow you to examine every area of our heart, Lord. God, that we would allow you to plow the soil of our heart so that when we receive your message, when we receive this message, that we wouldn't say, man, I really needed that word. And then 2 days later, we completely forget what was just taught because a trial comes, a problem comes, or something lures us away from you. I pray that we would be a people that have eyes only for you, that are satisfied only in you, Jesus. So come on, let's hold our hands out and just receive. Lord, we receive a fresh revelation of your goodness and of your love for us. And we receive the knowledge and understanding that you are calling us to produce fruit. If we are to call ourselves believers, that we should be producing fruit. As we carry your name, let us not walk in vain. Let us not carry your name in vain. And Lord, I just speak right now to each and every one of us that we receive you into our heart to plow, to cultivate, to do what's necessary. I want to say, Lord, like we lay all excuses and all optionals at the altar. We just say, have us, Lord. We want to bear the fruit of the kingdom on this earth as long as we breathe. We pray that in Jesus' name. Guys, I love y'all so very much. I'm so thankful for who you are. If you want to give, there's a red bucket back there. Be in